This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So what do you think couples do 58 times a year?
Go out to eat.
Jason's guess is go out to eat now.
I mean, obviously, I thought...
I know we do.
I thought buns.
How many times...
You thought smash 58 smash. Times a year?
No chance.
Cakes, do you have a guess?
I saw the headline. I saw, I can't guess.
Hold on. 58 times. You don't go out to eat 58 times a year? You more than that.
As a couple?
Yeah.
Like on like Friday night, Valentine's Day, we're going to have a couple, like a nice dinner. Like if you're going to include like your fast casual places, yeah, more than that, but not necessarily as a couple.
I got nothing for Valentine's Day, by the way. Nothing.
Mine already arrived.
I have plans. The Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor's on Valentine's
Poker
Day.
Widow.
It's on Valentine's Day. I didn't schedule it that way, but that's just the way it worked out.
We should do a bit. We have a funeral and have Amy dress in black.
Sure.
For what?
Have Amy widow, dress in black. The funeral this... because she's a poker widow.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So he lost him. It was tough. Mm-hmm. He lost him to MGM National Harbor.
I saw what
for
it
10
is.
Days.
Oh, you already
and
saw
I would
it?
Say I saw what it is.
It's arguing about money.
Mm. Oh, it's that Jason's off 200 times a year.
I
thought it was just arguing.
That's a low number.
I was going to say Cakes and his wife haven't argued in like a decade. They don't argue.
I would say I'm close to that average for sure. Because I just, it rips me.
Does it ruin your day? Like when you get, is it that bad of an argument? Or is it just yell at each other and then? Or
it's not really yelling. I don't think there's
you're
yelling.
Perturbed with each
it's
other.
It's just more like resignation for me, like. Do we need 5 Amazon boxes coming today? Because none of them are for me.
Yeah.
I'm not ordering. I put away my daughter's jacket. Do we need 15 jackets and winter coats?
Right.
Do we need that? I don't think so.
Right.
That's your hill to die on.
Do we argue? We don't argue about money. My wife has been lamenting our dwindling supply of it of late. Although we did make our last Cornell payment.
Ah, very
done.
Good.
Done.
That feels like a raise.
Done.
That's huge.
Done.
That's
fantastic. And I guess in theory I should be done with Stevie too, but he's fading on these last two classes. He's got to lock in.
The only real argument, I don't even know if I would categorize them as arguments about money between my wife and I, are it's about Bitcoin. Anytime Bitcoin comes up, she wants to sell it.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, well, she
doesn't have faith.
She's not
she has no faith.
She's not a gambler.
It's not a gamble. Not a gamble anymore.
Maybe not. Maybe that's the case. Maybe I should use that as ammunition.
But yes.
She's more, when it comes to investments, more conservative by nature.
Right.
I am more aggressive by nature.
Yes. See, I think I'm
a little pull and tug there.
You have that reputation at the poker table, too.
I'm probably a little more like Jason. I'm not to the extreme of Jason. I'm not checking my bank account at work. All right? And I'm not monitoring every
last little thing. Market opens in 3.5 minutes, by the way.
I'm definitely don't ever pay attention to the market.
Market opens soon.
What are the NASDAQ futures?
I don't even know.
I can tell you.
If I guess the Dow, am I within 1,000? Is it 45,000?
I'll have to pull it up.
No idea. You've done that bit a few times. It's always in there.
In that ballpark, I think.
I think it's 44, but in there?
Let's see. The NASDAQ futures are
down.
They're down. They're down big. Maybe you shouldn't look at your
-194. That's what I see.
It doesn't matter what they open; it matters what they close.
Well, when this number is this big at the open, rarely is it a good number to close.
I guarantee it's going to be down. But what's the number?
-250.
Okay, but remember that.
Is that the current right now?
Yeah.
45 minutes ago, it was 190. So it's
a lot happens.
Remember that day
minutes?
A couple weeks ago where it opened at -1100? It closed at -400.
Yeah, it'll rally.
It'll rally.
But I think I'm a little bit like Jason. That I just don't spend that much. Like EB is an ultimate consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't shop really. I don't buy stuff. So then when I see it all from the other end, it bothers me. Like what are we doing?
Where's the money going?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Well, look, I mean, you've got another kid going to college. Actually, you got two. I mean, you have an 8-year-old, so you've got 8 more years of college. You've got another 4 years of college.
Mm-hmm. 2 more years of high school.
2 more years of private high school.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even thinking about weddings.
I'm fortunate now.
Oh, I'm not even thinking about that.
I'm not thinking about that. I'm not letting my daughters get married.
Oh. You're forbidding
if they are getting married, I'm not paying for it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not paying
for it. So who's going to pay for it?
They're going to have to find out. Find somebody to do it. I'll help them out with a house.
They're going to F around and find
out. But I think weddings are so effing useless because you burn all this money for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's just true. You're lighting money on fire.
It's a huge waste of money.
You're lighting money on fire.
Huge waste of money.
It's one thing. All right, if you have a smaller wedding, but you don't have like the expensive, you know, open bar for 4 or 5 hours and all the high end food and hire a band, a photographer, you know, video.
Like Squirrel's wedding.
That's stupid. Please don't do that, people.
Squirrel be insulted. I can't even remember his wedding.
Well, he definitely had, didn't he have a sushi happy hour? Like the cocktail hour was like, there was sushi everywhere.
Apparently.
I know sushi isn't cheap.
Apparently his, and Melissa's still pissed at me because, you know, Glenn is, I don't know, he's like 10 years older than his wife or something.
Okay.
You know, he's
definitely, probably
about 10 years older than Melissa.
Right.
And I think the priest even made some reference to the age difference.
Oh, really?
And I burst out laughing.
During the wedding?
Yeah. And right. she's still pissed.
She resents you for that?
I think.
It's crazy.
I think she loves me. I think we're tight. But right. I think she's still, deep down, pissed at me for that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I recognize her. I haven't seen her in forever.
Yeah, she looks same. You'd recognize her.
I'm sure,
her.
But I just haven't seen her in 15 years.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We're just talking about wasting money.
About you not paying for weddings.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But I would just say.
Do you get in the argument? So when you do your thing, and this is Jay's thing, where he'll see what his daughters are spending on her, even his wife.
Cancel
the payments. Do you get.
How does
it go down after that?
I kind of overhype that. I don't cancel much. I mean, I've probably done that 5 times.
Okay,
ever.
But when that happens, what happens thereafter? Like once they find out. Like when your wife's like, hey, where's that candle I ordered last week?
Right.
Amazon usually brings that candle the next day.
No, it's not my wife I have to worry about. It's my daughters.
The kids.
What's
the number one thing you argue about?
But now, since my older daughter has a job, she's got her own salary, so she can cover all that. It's my younger daughter down at school,
she's still on Scholly.
It's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't factor in you know, where the money's going, how much is available, what's the balance.
Sure.
All right, we have bills to pay.
She just wants to spend it.
She's got to go to the grocery store and spend $70.
So it basically has no sense.
No, and that's my fault.
Yeah,
it's my fault.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm trying. I think I'm getting better at it.
Can you teach your kids to be financially literate? Can you do that?
But when they first got to school, I was bad at it.
Mm.
I wasn't telling them.
What's the number?
I wasn't telling them to budget.
What's the number one thing you guys argue about? I would guess in your family, it's money.
You mean my wife and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably money. But we don't argue.
Yeah, but just like get rick at each other.
it's definitely
get a little
money.
Bit bitter. For me, it's not money at my house.
What is it?
Me being a slob or just not putting stuff away or just being a disappointment as a human. That is by far.
That's number one?
Yeah.
Number one in the clubhouse?
Yeah, you didn't put that away. You didn't put that away.
Yeah.
I told you to pick up this for your mother. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to pick up Kate. You didn't do this. You didn't do that.
What's your number one?
In my house, I'm more of the clean one, so I'm like the Dina in that relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I like to put coats in the coat closet versus right. just throwing them on the couch, and then stuff just starts piling up. So that's one. And number two is money. For sure.
Money. Oh.
For sure.
Not for me.
And I've tried every approach with my wife. Like, can we do a budget? It's just, she just does not, she does not react well to any sort of money talk. You can come in soft, you come in hard, and then she'll claim that I have a bad tone about it. I'm like, well, what? So I actually said this recently. I was like, well, let's reverse roles. How would you approach it?
Yeah. What'd she say?
And she just shuts down. She doesn't. Yeah. She won't play that game.
Sounds icy. I was like, let's reverse roles. The topic comes off. Yeah.
You need to get her own credit card and put her on a limit.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably.
We're not going to do that. But, you know, look, there's realities of we make a good living, but realities, we made a lot less last year. We didn't hit any bonuses. We need listeners to listen harder.
Yeah, but you also have, all three of you have dual incomes, which help.
Certainly helps.
I've got Uno income.
Well, that hurts.
Dual.
You're jailing.
Hurts.
One income.
Yeah, but you're done with your college money, too.
That's true.
Right? You're good.
I got four more months.
He barely spent on college. They went to state schools.
I got lucky.
Come on, let's go.
I got lucky.
There we go. State schools. It's crazy. Very nice.
Well,
keeps your expenses
lower. But you factor in all the freaking football games I went to. They were basically out of state.
All those hotel stays.
Oh my gosh!
How much money were you pouring into the local, whatever, Hampton Inns?
I mean, for a big game, for a Clemson game, they're. Holiday Inn Express is charging $700 a night.
Well, that is insane.
Okay. What about you, Drabby? You're a married man.
A night.
It's insane.
Drabby, you're a married man, too. You have twins at home. What is the number one thing you guys argue about? What do you have to confess to the priest about?
Well, that's not so much. I mean, I would say maybe it just like roles in the house and who's like watching the kids and things like that. But, and look, not one person out there should take marriage advice from me, but what works, I hated watching my parents argue about money when I was young. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I remember them arguing about. Mm-hmm. Right? My mom stormed off, walk around the block, come back like an hour later, do the whole routine, right? I've seen it a million times.
Wow.
What works for me is separate bank accounts.
Mm. Okay.
Like my wife, when I'd let her, $100 to show up to my house. I don't even think about it because it's not coming out of my bank account. Mm. Now, I make more money, so I do more of the heavy lifting, most of the mortgage and the heavy bills and stuff like that. I let her, like, some of the stuff she pays for, but for the most part, all that makeup that comes and the skin, I don't even bat an eye.
Right.
Because I know what's going to come out of the checking account that I'm in charge of.
Right.
And the bills will be paid.
Okay.
It works for me. I know that's old, like new school thing.
Some people do that.
But look, a lot of times when everyone
works is good.
When people were sharing bank accounts, women weren't working, really. It was like a one income family a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Now you have a lot more independence. Women are making more than men in a lot of time.
Yeah.
So.
Not my wife.
So not your house.
But I think at your house, what? Though, you argue about like her leaving the oven on and stuff like that, right? You're the controlling person in the relationship in your family.
Well, my house not wanting to burn down, I don't know if it's controlling.
But
it's called self-preservation.
But you're the one that starts the arguments.
No. I don't think so. I
you get yelled at a lot? Like, not yelled at, but disappointed in you?
She's never sized. What I feel like in my house a lot of times is I'm carrying the ball 34 times a game. Right,
oh,
like
you're the workhorse back.
It's just nonstop. Back. Like I'd like,
but that's on you.
A two-back system would be great in our house. A nice receiving back relieves some of
the. No, but I feel like that's on you. You're too controlling. I feel like it's on you.
No, it's the opposite. I carry the load.
Yeah,
I just carry the load. I don't know what else to say.
Yo, you're Sean Alexander in his prime.
Sometimes you just have to
and
eat.
You know what? Like, he burned out early.
I feel like that when cleaning. Like I'll come home and I've said this. I'll come home, and I'm guaranteeing that today there'll be a mess in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And, like, so I'm a little bit like Jason this way. I don't understand it, because when I left it at night, like, if I clean at night, I put away the dishes, the house is perfectly clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be like that when I get home in the morning? But there's, plates on the table, dishes in the sink.
I mean, every
Miracle Whip thing out.
Hey, right now, what are the odds that JP is going to have to issue an apology to his wife tomorrow on the air?
Why?
It's got to be like 50%. Right.
Why not listening?
What did he say that's so bad?
She doesn't get. He's not going to get sized. She's not going to get sized to hear this. Like, my wife doesn't listen. She never listens.
Yeah, my wife's not listening either. She's working right now. No, she's teaching a class.
Someone might tell.
I don't think I'll be in trouble. I'm the one that's always disappointing,
fine.
Huh?
Yeah. You're not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just being me.
I don't think I'd be in trouble, but I'm never home this week, so I wouldn't even know if my wife is upset.
She has to drive to MGM to yell at you.
She doesn't get upset with him. She's literally, he walks on water.
Yeah. We might get an on-air apology from JP Flame tomorrow.
You think? I'll be here for it, too. Right? Be funny.
Being too hard?
You know what the phrase that stuck out to me? She shuts down when I bring up money.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not going to go over well.
It's reality.
I don't think he's being mean, though.
I don't think it. Look, there's
a
reason. Drab put it in there.
I know he's not being mean.
He said 58 times a year is the average for a couple. I could relate to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're up to 58.
Once a week, basically.
My wife just says.
I think it's actually pretty common.
What?
Of course it is.
When you people complain about the bot, like, this is stereotypical because in some relationships, like EB, the guy generally doesn't buy as much as the woman. It's just the way it is.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably true.
You know, sometimes you're like, what the hell is going on? Like he said, now you've got a system.
I will say
he doesn't worry about it. I don't have that system. I've got a joint account. I'm the one who's in charge of the checkbook, and I just see minus, 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 minus.
Dude, you could see it every single day. But I will say my wife is really good at not spending a lot of money on clothes. She does a lot of thrifting. She goes to thrift stores all the time.
Right.
And
does she flip when she goes to the...
A sweater that would probably be $250.
Yeah.
You know, in a store,
yeah,
she can get it for $10.
Right.
Yeah, she's buying dead guy or dead woman's sweater.
100%. She's very good about that.
Does she flip them or does she just wear them?
No, she
likes to do that.
She likes it.
Yeah.
I'm very
fortunate that way.
Yeah.
My wife's got to rent the runway and have a new dress for going out to MGM National Harbor.
Right, right.
Now, she would argue that she's saving because she's renting it, and then you return it.
Now, my daughters, you should see how many effing purses they have. And they're not getting them from thrift stores.
Yeah. Mm. Get them from, like, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, Coach is a nubby brand.
Well, whoever. I mean, there's... But they need a new purse every week.
Your daughters have Louis Vuitton bags?
Probably. I don't know.
Pricey.
Maybe they got that at the thrift store.
Well, you better hope so.
Did I tell you when we did the whole thing, we went up to Canal Street in New York City, and we bought one of those fake bags for my daughter because she saw a TikTok thing. And we chased down this Asian lady that had like a menu of all the bags. And then she went into some dungeon and came out. You know, and we bartered, and I gave the guy like $60 for some fake bag.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you that?
I think you did.
Yeah.
Did anything happen with the bag?
Yeah. The nubs?
I mean, I told her, I said, I don't know what it's made of, but it can't be made well.
No.
So don't use it that much. If you like,
don't overuse it.
Yeah, like I would not use it that much if it's important to you. You know.
Anyway, 58 times a year, that's your average couple.
Yeah.
Cakes under.
Way under.
EB under.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jason, I probably over.
Oh, no, but I would say that my wife, though, is disappointed in me on a daily basis.
That's 365?
On a daily basis. I've done something to disappoint her on a daily basis.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.